about what we're going to talk about. Maybe. Are you stuck? I'd like to show you a little movie on depiction that they put out. It's about 10 minutes, which is pretty good. Then I've got a set of depictions that we can look at, and some kind of overview, nice Lake Nismith flood scenario. Some of you already saw the Tour de Cure that I had up earlier. And we'll talk about APRS, tying into mapping, and live update, which involves WindLink. And then I would advise anyone interested as a result of this to go to depiction.com. I watched about 10 hours of webinars so far and learned an awful lot. And then we'll talk about the map that they use, which is OpenStreetMap, which is actually a very interesting topic all on its own. So let's just, I know I printed this. What am I going to do with it? I know I printed this so I can use it while I'm going through this. Did that come in that package with all those other things?
I did not see it.
Is it at the end?
Nope.
No, it's probably on my printer back home. Hate it when that happens. Okay, well, we're just going to fake it then. I'm pretty good at faking. So let's look at the Summit County overview. So when you start, one of the things you have to do is you have to pick what area that you want to include in your map. And so I chose this slightly outside the Summit County boundary. And so then most of the things that you do will only apply to inside there. So you kind of have to, you may have you have one of these that's kind of Akron maybe, you have the whole Summit County for an overview, you might have some local ones, like if you have a particularly good target, if you've got a big, maybe down in Houston you've got refineries along the shore, maybe you'd make a separate depiction for that so that you'd have a zoomed in one if you had an incident there. And these blue things that you see are bodies of water. That's the PPG Salt Lake. That's Turkey Foot Lake. That's East Reservoir and Long Lake. And these are available, again, online. You can download the bodies of water into your map from the, I think these came from the Census Bureau. So there's like 300 bodies of water there. And I leave those on for a minute. You can... you can look and find where the hospitals are. Here are where the hospitals are. Here is Akron City with a bed capacity of 658. Here is Children's with a bed capacity of 250. Here's General with a capacity of 253. And here's Barbara and Citizens with 270. Now, for some reason, the file that I downloaded didn't have St. Thomas in it, so I'll have to add that. But these are, again, all available online. There's a tremendous amount of geographical information on. And you can also see things like elevation data. So here's download the elevation data from the Tiger Maps of the U.S. Census. This can give you a sense of where the high spots and the low spots are. And I really should show this movie before I go any further, because he'll explain a lot of this. So why don't I do that? And then I'll just explain what he doesn't get to. That's what I'm talking about. I knew there was something I didn't load. We'll come back and look specifically at Summit County. This would be sort of a general thing. I know it's in here. Da, 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 da. Getting started.
Opening an existing depiction does not. Let's create a new depiction. We're presented with a text box for entering the general location where we wish to create our depiction. A city-state combination, a famous landmark or zip code, or latitude-longitude is all that's required. And then we click Go to Location. Depiction now requires us to set the area for our depiction using a selection window superimposed over a projected reference map. With the mouse, we can either move the window around the screen or pan the canvas beneath the window to refine our selection. We can also use the control in the lower left of the screen or the scroll wheel on the mouse to zoom in and out. When satisfied with our defined boundaries, we click Done. Depiction now invites us to select which quick start data, publicly available maps, imagery, and other data to include in this depiction. We make our selections, and Depiction proceeds to load these elements as content once we click on OK. The time it takes to load this content will relate directly to the number of data sources chosen, the size of our depiction area, and whether or not we've loaded this data before. Depiction downloads the different Quick Start data sources from the originating source's web server to your computer, aligns them geographically, and automatically makes them part of your current depiction file. Many of the Quick Start data sources are placed in depiction revealers automatically as each data set finishes downloading. A revealer is a powerful tool that allows us to selectively display any combination of elements only where we want to see them on the depiction canvas. This revealer, for example, contains only one element, an elevation grid, and this one has a topographic map. A revealer can be rectangular or circular, and of any dimension, and you can adjust the revealer transparency to see how one data set lines up with another. Revealers can be anchored in place, resulting in a hybrid map display, and when hiding a revealer, you get a label showing its name. There's even a count button that gives the number of elements within the revealer when queried. In the lower left corner of your display are navigation controls and a continuous readout of latitude, longitude, and elevation based on the location of your mouse. There's also a control for selecting what data source you'd like to use for your background display. The drop-down menu lists the different map and imagery background options. The background layer is just that, a background. It's available only when you have an internet connection, and the resolution adjusts accordingly as you zoom in and out. Let's review the options in the main menu bar across the top of the screen. The options under File are much like other software applications. The Add control is used to add content to our depiction. We use the Manage control to review, organize, and edit any of the content in our depiction, and Display controls how our content is depicted on the screen. Many of these same controls and some other functions like adding annotations can be accessed with right-click context menus that are available throughout the application. The Tools menu is where we go to select certain settings for the application and where we can review, edit, and create interaction rules that control the way depiction's elements influence one another. More on interactions later. And Help includes several choices to explore. Reading through the Help documentation will dramatically improve your understanding of what depiction software can do. Let's add some more elements to our depiction. Clicking on Add in the main menu opens the Add Content control, which asks us to select how we want to add the new content and which of many element definitions we'd like to apply to what we're adding. There are several methods or sources to choose from when adding content. Let's add some buildings to our depiction by using the mouse. We choose Mouse from the list on the left, choose Building under the list on the right, and click the Add button. Depiction now shows us a mouse pointer with a building icon, inviting us to place a building wherever we click the mouse. We do so, and our depiction now includes buildings. To learn the many ways to add content to a depiction, review the Add Content portion of the Help documentation, or you can just experiment with each of the options. Try dragging and dropping a CSV or comma-separated value spreadsheet file of data onto your depiction canvas and see what happens. Let's take a brief look at the Manage and Display features of depiction. To help demonstrate these features, pictures, I've added some additional content to our depiction. Manage content shows the elements that are in our depiction. Since some depictions may have thousands of elements, we can sort them by element type or use tags to group them into lists that make sense. We can even use a filtering mechanism to reduce the list to only those having a certain string value specified by the user. We can view and edit the properties of the individual elements, or the properties common to a group of elements, including the image we assign to and the size of the elements.
So there's a place that had their fire stations available.
An element edited in this way can become a new element definition available in all future depictions if it's saved to the user's library. Manage content is also where depiction puts content that's been added but needs to be geo-aligned, so that depiction knows where to place it when displayed, like images or drawings. Display controls how our elements are depicted. We can display the entirety of an element or group of elements on our depiction canvas, use revealers to selectively display content, or do both. Let's look a bit more at depiction's what-if technology. Every depiction element has a zone of influence. Interaction rules define how elements behave when their zones of influence overlap. For example, when the extent of a flood element intersects a building element, depiction will make the building inactive, indicated by a red X appearing on the building icon.
See the flooding.
A road barrier disables any roads that its zone of influence overlaps, and will cause impacted routes to adjust automatically to the next shortest available path. As was stated earlier, the Interactions control panel can be found under the Tools tab in the main menu and allows the user to control which interaction rules are active in your depiction. You can even create new interaction rules using this control panel. This video has covered the basic features of depiction software. You can quickly become proficient with depiction by reading through the embedded help documentation, exploring the sample depiction files, and reviewing the various resources available at the depiction.com website. The best way to learn the software is to just play with it. Do so, and you'll soon be making the most of your depiction.